Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.
Morena Hutch.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Thanks for making it in on a Monday morning.
Oh, no, it was a struggle, but it's all good.
I feel like people will be rejoicing Auckland-wide, though, hearing your voice on a Monday of all days.
Oh, it's a treat.
We've got Hutch from Mass Appeal, which normally takes place on Sundays from 10 to 12, here in the studio, selecting some tunes, talking about some exciting stuff coming up this weekend even. But first, Mass Appeal. Got to be one of my favourite shows to listen to with a slightly sore head on a Sunday morning. just such great tunes. Tell us a little bit about how you first got involved with BFM, Hutch.
I had a radio show for about 7 years on another station. It was about 7 years. I had a show called The Uptown Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left there and I was looking for something else and something was going to fit in with me more. And BFM was definitely that fit. Slave did the same move as well before me, and I was kind of saw what Slave had going on, and I was like, oh yeah, that looks great. So Slave show, obviously Log Cabin, which is a cracking radio show, also on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to the powers that be, made the move, and I've never been happier at a radio station, I've got to say it.
Oh, we're lucky to have you. We love your show. It feels like there's always a real nice mix of some newer stuff and some old classics. And of course, you're DJing all the time outside of BFM as well. How do you go about curating your tunes for the week?
I'm constantly looking for music.
Yeah.
Like all the time, in the car, at home, like there's music going all the time. I like to do that mix of something. I'd like to bring a lot of new music in, if possible. I'd say probably, 75% of the show is new music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm constantly looking. And it's pretty selfish radio, to be honest. I kind of like find music that I like. It's quite hard to pigeonhole the radio show.
Yeah.
I'll play Radiohead one week if I find a tune that I like, and I'll play some Jungle the next week, But mostly it's on that sort of jazz flex, new jazz sort of flex, yeah.
I love it. That's definitely up my alley. We've got a couple of tracks here. You're putting on a weekend of wonderful jazz in Aotearoa Square this weekend. And one of the wonderful local bands you got playing is The Circling Sun.
Oh
my gosh. That's got to be like one of my top albums of last year.
It was my album of the year. It's just insane. It's such a beautiful album. The musicianship, everything's just incredible.
It's such a super group as well. When you see them live, there's so many people on stage. And then are they going to have the Love Affinity Choir with them this weekend?
That is not confirmed, but I'm very much hoping it will be. Yeah, because they did that with when they played this last year for something else.
Mm-hmm.
And we got them back this year because they were so damn good. So, so watch this space, because they are one of the best bands I've seen for a long time live.
Mm-hmm.
All on that sort of spiritual jazz tip, something that we don't really hear too much of in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just blown up worldwide. The amount of feedback and the amount of people expressing love for them is huge.
Yeah, because like, was this one released via Soundway, that record?
Yeah, I believe
Cool. We've got Flora and Fauna, which I think was one of the bonus tracks off of the album, was it?
Yeah, I think it got released sort of as a single late last year.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, let's listen to that and then we'll chat more about something else because it's an exciting weekend ahead.
Great.
Thank you.
That's The Circling Sun with Flora and Fauna. We've got Hudge in as our bosom selector here on BFM Breakfast. Hudge is choosing some tunes for us, particularly exciting because these are acts that are part of something else happening in Altair Square this weekend. Tell us a little bit about something else, because you've run this a couple of years, right?
Yeah, this is year two.
Okay, right, yeah. Cool. Someone's asking about the schedule, but should we do a little rundown of the lineup, because it's absolutely stacked?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is something that we I run a company called Jazz Auckland, yep, with a friend of mine, Nathan Graves.
Yeah.
And it's a project that we've just been putting together for quite a few years.
Yeah.
And the conversations around it and trying to get something moving on the jazz scene, or the jazz-ish scene.
And some awesome gigs, by the way. Like, some of my favourite gigs I've been to in Auckland. Like, I went to the series that had the Laha and Claire Bath Ensemble at Neck
Wicked.
Of the Woods.
Oh, did you? Good
and,
on you.
Yeah,
Wicked.
And Alicia Joy at Neck of the Woods as well.
So
that was
good.
So special.
Yeah, the Laha was amazing. And of course, Alicia Joy is the lead singer of 3070.
Yes, so. I'm a big Alicia Joy fan.
Wicked.
3070 playing this weekend. Tell us how you go about curating a stacked lineup like this.
Again, quite selfishly.
Yeah, good.
I'm like, okay, this is what I like, this is what I like. And the amount of people that we tried to get and couldn't get, we tried to get a few people from the UK as well, which didn't happen, but hopefully for next year. We're constantly looking for people and people that we sort of want to fit into where we're coming at with something else.
Mm-hmm.
And we landed on this year, which is the 3070 Collective from Melbourne, mm-hmm, with Alicia Joy. Close Counters, also DJ Outfit, who make live music from Melbourne as well. Absolutely incredible. I played a bunch of their stuff on the show yesterday.
Yeah, it's an arm takeover.
Yes, absolutely. and then locally we've got The Circling Sun, who we just heard from, Flamingo Pier, who are a wicked outfit. Mm-hmm. You guys know them, right?
They're
all the fun. And wicked musicians as well, and they had a festival in Waiheke, which was cracking.
Yep.
Hopefully,
mm-hmm,
that'll be coming back next year, because it's an awesome day out,
yeah,
weekend out rather. We've got Frank Booker as well, representing Music First Crew.
Mm-hmm.
A good friend of mine. He's been on my show a number of times, and he's a great DJ.
You just can't go wrong with the Frank Booker set.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Dancing guaranteed.
Absolutely, yeah. And we've got Nathan Haynes is going to be doing a DJ set.
Cool.
And word has it he's going to be doing a set that is a vinyl set, all kind of focusing on music from a club called Dingwalls, which is a club sort of late 80s, early 90s in London, which is like a legendary jazz dance sort of spot in London, which started a whole scene off already.
Yeah.
Giles Peterson, Patrick Forge.
Right.
So I think he's going to dig in the crates and come up with some absolute dance floor jazz bangers, which is going to be wicked. We've got Christoph El Chirento and Lucky Lance performing.
Awesome.
We've got our homegirls Love Language on the case. My man Kyan, who often steps in for me when I'm not around,
mm-hmm,
on the show. We've got a guy called Slipper over from the UK, who's a guy I've been putting on events for with about 30 years. We've got a crew called Take It to the Bridge, and he's coming over. Amazing DJ. The Joe Captain Band.
Awesome.
Bikes in Space, which is Joe Captain and Jonathan Crayford.
Oh, cool.
Carnivorous Plant Society.
Yay.
Rose Alice, who's fantastic.
Yep.
Nathan Graves, my partner in crime. Lucola, Carlotta, and Sam Harmony.
Oh, wonderful.
Not forgetting a late addition to the lineup, we've got Yurt Party from Christchurch.
Fuck yeah. I love Yurt Party.
Amazing six-piece band. Absolutely.
So
they're
so
super
awesome.
Fun. Super, super fun. They've got that Baltic energy.
Yeah.
And it's pretty bonkers, but it's a party.
Yeah, it is bonkers, but the musicianship is just top-notch.
Absolutely.
Oh, what an incredible lineup of music happening across Altair Square this Friday, Waitangi Day, and Saturday. It's sort of on all through the afternoon and evening, eh?
It is. It's starting off on the Friday at 1 o'clock. 1 till 3, we've got a little stand-up, stand-out showcase, kind of bringing through some new emerging talent that's been on our radar. So we're going to do between 1 and 3 on Friday on Waitangi Day.
Mm.
We've got about three different sort of musicians coming on doing little sets,
cool,
which will be cool. And we've got, it's actually over two rooms, two stages. We've got the Altair Square stage, mm-hmm. and then on the Hunya rooms inside the Altair Centre as well.
Amazing.
So we've got two different setups, all licensed as well.
Wow. And it's free?
And it's free.
And all ages?
All ages.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So guys, what are we doing?
I know. It's come one, come all. It's going to be fun.
Oh my gosh. So exciting. Someone's asking the text about finding out a schedule of the X.
Right. Okay. Well, it's going to be going up on social media later today.
Okay.
So if you follow Jazz Auckland or if you follow Hudge NZ, that's me. It'll be all up on those.
Okay, cool.
But I can do you a little run through if you like.
Yeah, do us a little run through so we can start planning in our heads.
Right, here we go. So, yeah, 1 till 3, we've got the Stand Up, Stand Out showcase. Then 3 till 4 p.m., Nathan Graves. This is on the Altair Square stage. Then I'm on 4 till 5. Mr. Nathan Haynes, 5 till 6:30 p.m. Then Flamingo Pier, 6:30 till 7:30, followed by Frank Booker, followed by Close Counters on the Friday, and they're 8:30 to 10:30 when that stage closes. The Hunya rooms, we've got Gene Rivers 4 to 5, Carlotta 5 to 6, mm-hmm. Bikes in Space 6 to 7, Rose Alice 7 to 8, and Yurt Party closing that down 8 till 9.
Hell yeah.
Right, Saturday, the 7th of February, we've got again on Altair Square, we've got Slipper from 3 till 4. Joe Captain Band 4 till 5, me 5 till 6:30. The Circling Sun are going to be 6:30 till 7:30, followed by Cayenne, and then followed by 3070 Collective from 8:30 till 10 p.m.
Awesome.
And then the Hunya stage, we have Sam Harmony from 4 to 5, Lucola from 5 till 6, the Carnivorous Plant Society 6 till 7, Christoph El Torrento 7 till 8. And Love Language closing it down or 8 till 9.
Oh my gosh, absolutely stacked. You're going to be running around trying to see it all across two stages.
Yep.
So cool. We've got a 3070 track to close us out for Bosom Selector, but thanks so much for coming up, Hudge.
Thanks for having me, guys. Awesome.
And thanks for all your mahi. I mean, what an awesome weekend we've got ahead of us. Everyone head over to Altair Square this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and catch some wonderful jazz.
Ka pai. Thanks for having me.
You better run from this man.
was this week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.